You'll notice as we go through these churches, it seems things are getting from bad to worse.
你会察觉到, 如果我们继续来探讨这些不同的教会, 就看到说, 事情似乎是越来越糟。
While there were problems in the church at Ephesus, it's not that they were engaging in any terrible particular sin.
在以弗所教会, 那里的状况是, 看来他们是没有牵涉到, 任何个别的一些罪。
Generally, they were still faithful and they could restore the first love if they remember and repent and do the first works.
他们其实都是, 在, 这美好的状况, 那么他们, 如果能够就是, 重拾那起初的爱的话, 一切就良好。
The church at Smyrna was good, it was doing well amidst their persecution, they were faithful unto death.
那在士美拿的教会, 他们也就是行得好, 他们虽然面对这些逼迫, 他们至死忠心。
But then at Pergamos and Thyatira, they were churches that were entertaining false doctrines and tolerating sin.
那别加摩还有推亚推拉, 那他们就是 这教会就容忍, 这些错误的教导, 也, 就是让罪恶进入当中。
But at least for these two churches, there still could be some good things to be said about them.
至少这两个教会仍然有一些, 就是好的地方能够被提起来。
For the church at Sardis, nothing.
这撒迪的教会就, 根本没有。
One of the two churches that would have absolutely no commendation, only condemnation and criticism.
这是两个教会, 当中其中之一, 就是没有, 任何的称赞, 只唯有, 就是责备。
It'll be this church and the church at Laodicea.
那, 这是其中之一, 另外一个教会, 就是老底家教会。
So I'll describe Sardis as the church that was almost dead.
然后我会把撒迪这个教会看作是近乎于死的教会。
A very, very sickly church on its death throes.
那是一个病到, 病入膏肓, 就是, 生命垂危的状态。
And again, we look at the city of Sardis first, and a few interesting things that we can see about it.
我们, 也要来看撒迪教会, 撒迪的这个城市, 有一些, 是值得我们关注的一些地方。
It was a city that was more famous for its past glories than its present success.
那这个是, 这个城市呢, 是他们过去, 的这样光荣史, 是为人所知的, 多于, 他们, 在这个时候,
It was the ancient capital of what is known as the Lydian kingdom that was at the point in time no more.
那它是,
Lydian.
Lydian. Okay. 某一个国度, 它的这样的一个首府, 那在, 在启示录被写的时候, 已经不存在了。
It was a prosperous kingdom and it was actually known for it was a city that had sort of devised a way to separate a certain ore to make refined gold and refined silver.
那, 他们是, 曾经是一个很, 成, 就是很成功, 大有成就的一个, 一个城市呢, 他们也是那发明说怎么样的从某一种矿物里面把它提炼出, 晶晶还有, 那些纯洁的银的这样的一个技术。
And so they were able to mint valuable coins and they were currency that was in demand.
那他们就能够用这些来铸造, 铸造一些, 当时候所使用的这些银币。
It was also a city that was built upon a mountain, on the side of a high cliff.
那它也是一个在被建造在 高山上, 在这样的一个悬崖上面的一个城市。
So for many, many years, it was regarded as an impregnable fortress, very, very well defended.
那就是多年来啊，它都是被人看为说是一个攻不破的这个城堡。
And then at the base there was also a river, and so it serves as a moat, another boundary, a barrier from which the enemies will not be able to cross.
那而且在这悬崖下面就是有一道河，那就成为了他们的另一道防线，那就是任何要入侵者都就是变得更困难。
However, in the 6th century BC, it was defeated by the Median soldier, and so it was overtaken by the Persians.
那然而在就是主前六年啊，他们却被这个马代的波斯的这军队所攻陷了。
And then again, it was defeated by the Greeks in about 200 years prior to this. 200 years later, sorry.
那而且他们再次的就是被希腊给攻占了，就是在大概两三百年之后。
And then in AD 17, which was about 80 years before the writing of the book of Revelation, a great earthquake struck this city.
而在这个主后17年，那就是在17年，那在这地方那曾经就是受到这个地震的灾害。
It was rebuilt, but it was at the point of time just about a shadow of its former glory.
那就是因此就是受到毁坏，那虽然被重建，那就是已经没有以往的那样的一个辉煌。
And in a sense that probably reflects or parallels the state of the church.
那在某一个程度看来啊，就好像这个教会的光景一样。
Where it may have been a good church in the past.
那它可能是在过去是一个美好的教会。
They may still have a few members left that are still faithful.
那可能在当中还有一些少许的会友是忠心的。
But basically it was a church that was struggling close to death.
那就是基本上它是一个在死亡线上挣扎的教会。
And so that was what was happening to the church here at Sardis.
那这就是沙迪教会的光景。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ introduces himself as he that have the seven spirits of God and the seven stars.
那主耶稣基督就就是描述自己就是那拥有七灵和七星的。
And the seven spirits of God, the number seven, often representing the perfection of God.
那七灵啊，那个七字呢，就是常常是被用来描述神的完全。
And so, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ has the power and authority, to grant the Holy Spirit to His children.
那主耶稣基督有这样的一个权柄，就是来把圣灵赐给他的子民。
And you know whether a church is dead or alive, whether an individual is dead or alive, often has to do with the Spirit's presence in their midst, isn't it?
那到底至于一个教会是不是仍然存留，是不是仍然有生命有属灵的生命就是在于说那灵是否还在当中。
So he said, if a church no longer has the presence of God.It is no longer a spirit-filled church, it is a dead church.
那因此如果一个教会就是没有神的同在，就是没有圣灵在他们当中的话，就是一个死的教会。
And on the flip side, of course, when we talk about revival, we talk about the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's revival.
那从另外一个方面来看呢，我们都会谈论到说要来复兴，就是借圣灵来复兴。
That is how life is breathed back into a church.
那是这样子，好像生命能够重新的被带入教会。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ presents himself as that holding the seven spirits of God, the perfect spirits of God.
那因此主耶稣基督被描述为是那掌管这七灵就是掌管这神完全的这个灵的。
And he also holds in his hand the seven stars, and as we saw in chapter 1, this refers to the seven angels or the seven leaders of the seven churches.
那而且这里也说到说他是那掌管那七星的，那我们在之前也看到说这七星就是代表那七个教会。
And so the Lord is there saying, well, if I have the power to remove or to give my spirit to my stars, to my servants, to my churches.
那主耶稣在这里就是表明说，他是有那主权、那权柄来赐予他的这个完全的灵，把这个灵赐给我的属我的心，就是赐给教会的使者。
And he was here to call upon them to repent, to be strengthened so that the Spirit can once again work and fill the doors of your church.
那他在这里就呼吁他们说，叫他们悔改，好叫这灵能够再次的复兴这个教会。
And so for this church in particular, he comes and jumps in straight into a warning.
那在这个教会，撒迪教会，他特别的就是 直接的就进入说给一些警戒。
Because in verse 1 he simply says, I know thy works, thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead.
那在第一节他就说，我知道你的行为，那按着名，按名你是活的，其实是死的。
Whereby they had perhaps a reputation.
或许他们有这样，就是为人所知的。
That in the past they may have been well regarded. Wow, the church at Sardis, a faithful church.
那可能在过去，人就把他们看为说，撒迪的教会是一个忠心的教会。
And whereby they were perhaps known for their past achievements or their past faithfulness.
或许人都知道他们过去所成就的，他们过去的忠心。
But at the present, the law says, but actual, in actual fact, though you have that name, inwardly, you are dead.
那主在这边说，虽然你就是有这个名字，有这样的一个名气，但是呢，其实你是死的。
To be dead means what? To be void of life.
那死是指着什么呢？ 死就是说没有生命。
No longer vibrant, no longer growing, no longer effective for the Lord.
不继续的，就是生存，不继续。 的成长也不继续的能够有效的被神来使用。
It was just but a shell of its former glory.
它不过是过去的这个光荣的一个虚壳。
Like you can say the fossilized remains of a church, but when you look in, you don't see anything at all.
那就是看来说，好像外在看来仍然是。 个教会，但是你进入其中，根本没有任何这些生命的存在。
How did this church die? What caused it to be so weak and ineffective for the Lord?
那到底这个教会是怎么死的？那到底它是怎么变成这么样无用，不能够被神来使用？
Wrong teaching, perhaps.
可能就是错误的教导。Another
gospel that came in and gripped hold of them.
那被有人传另外一个福音，那就。 就是他们都被误导了。
Maybe it's because of sin that was not dealt with effectively.
又或者是他们没有很好的来对付一些罪。
Maybe they left their first love and the next generation that came, they just simply did not have any relationship with the Lord to speak of.
又或者是他们就是离弃了起初的爱，那当第二代 上来的时候，他们都更是远离了。
Perhaps it was a combination of all these things.
又或者是这上述的这一些的一些混合。
Well, whatever be the case, the sad state that we're at the moment was the Lord just simply said, there is nothing good about this church anymore.
那无论是如何，那在这里在以这个时候的光景，那主就说他是一无所用的。
It was quite the opposite of what was going on at Smyrna, isn't it?
那其实是跟斯美纳是成为了一个对照。
Smyrna was a church that was heavily persecuted, and the Lord says, you are being persecuted even until death.
那斯美纳的教会是在面对逼迫，那主耶稣说，你是承受逼迫，以至于直到死为止。
But yet amidst this heavy and intense persecution, they were alive and doing well, vibrant serving the Lord.
那虽然是在面对这样的一个巨大的逼迫，他们仍然还是在那里，就是很有活力的来服侍，来见证。
But now Sardis, it was a church that Satan didn't even need to bother about.
而撒迪呢，根本是一个教会，是一个连撒旦都不需去理会他的教会。
Because by themselves they were struggling and they were so ineffective for the Lord, Satan didn't need to do anything against them.
那他们就是像他们这样的光景，他们根本就是在那里就是垂危挣扎，那根本撒旦不需要做任何的作为。
Perhaps one clue the Bible gives us as to why, what is wrong with them, right, is that you see, you look down to verse 2, the second half of verse 2.
可能一个线索让我们能够来稍微洞察说到底在这里这个教会发生了什么事情，就在第二节的第二个部分。
It says, For I have not found thy works perfect before God.
那这里就说的说我在神面前没有一样就是在我神面前没有一样完全的。
Their ministries, their service, the things that they claim to be doing for the Lord, God says, I find it wanting.
那神说他们无论是他们的服事，他们所做的一切，那在神眼里都是缺欠的。
So it's not to say that there was nothing going on to the church. They still had a semblance of church.
那所以其实不是说他在这个教会里面没有任何的活动或者任何的事情发生，只是其实是仍然还是有一些像教会的一些迹象。
But what was happening was that, you know, everything they did was just not good enough. It was just not useful at all.
那事实上是问题是他们所做的一切根本就是没有意义的。
They were just going through the motion.
那他们不过就是在外表上这样的进行。
Yeah, gathering on the Lord's day, maybe singing a few songs and listening to a message, but there is nothing more to it.
那在主日的敬拜中大家聚集唱几首诗歌，就是这样讲就是这样子了。
No life, no vibrancy, no outreach, nothing.
那没有生命，根本没有活力。根本都不向外来宣教了。
And it's so sad, isn't it?
那实在是可悲。
For a church to descend to such a state.
那让一个教会就是没落到这样的一个光景。
Well, yeah, they still have certain ministries, but they're just doing for the sake of doing it.
他们是啊，仍然还有一些的服事啊，他们不过就是为这服事来服事而已。
And all the individuals in there, they have no desire for the Lord.
那在当中的每一个人，他们都根本不渴望神。
Perhaps they're just doing it because that's what they've always been doing.
那他们不过就是列强的来做一些事情。
And they just do it out of obligation, perhaps.
可能他们就是为着就是责任在身这样子做。
And it was a lifeless church.
这个是一个没有生命的教会。
And that's why in verse 2 it's described as a church that is about to die or ready to die.
那因此在第二节就描述说这个教会是快要死或者是已经死了。
So when the Lord describes them in such a manner that you are dead, you are about to die, it's really just simply describing the fact that it is almost completely gone.
那这样子的描述就是说你是死的，或者是你将近死的话，那意思就是说几乎是不存在了。
Perhaps you can say spiritually speaking, right, in terms of usefulness for the Lord, it is as if they are dead to God.
那或许我们可以说从属灵上来看，那就是就是说他到底对能够被神使用的这方面呢，我们看他是完全是没有生命的。
But in the sense where they still had some ministries going, they still had some activities, well, it's still like struggling, but just about to die.
那他们却仍然有一些活动，好像继续在那里挣扎，不过就是快要死了。
One of the missionaries that joined us for this camp, he is a missionary to Africa, a Korean FEBC graduate that is a missionary to Korea.
我们的参加我们这个就是圣经营的是有一位宣教士，那他也是远东神学院毕业生，他就是在非洲的某一个地方来宣教。
And he had just spent a year studying in America.
他刚刚到美国去那里去就是就读一年。
And so I caught up with him briefly, and he was sharing with me how he visited some of the BP churches in America.
那我就有机会跟他来就是谈交谈，那他就跟我分享在美国的这个笃信圣经长老会的一些事情。
And if you know about the history of the BB Church, right? The BB Church in Singapore, we came from the BB Church in America that started in 1937.
那如果你稍微了解我们教会的历史，我们知道说新加坡的笃信圣经长老会其实是就是源自于就是在美国的这个笃信圣经长老会，那他们在1937年那时候开始。
And when Reverend Timothy Toh, our founding pastor, went to the States in the 1950s, that's when you can say the BP movement in America was at, you know, the height of its strength and its effectiveness.
当我们的就是笃信圣经，新加坡笃信圣经长老会的创办人就是杜祥辉牧师，当他在1950年
40多年
的时候到美国去就读的时候，那当时候的在美国的笃信圣经长老会是在他们最辉煌的一个年代。
And you know, when you read of some of the accounts of the early years of the BB Church, I mean, you'll be amazed.
那如果你去读关于这些笃信圣经长老会这些初期的历史的话，你都会感到很惊讶。
They had many seminaries. They even owned a hotel, right, to run, you know, family camps, to run Bible conferences and things like that.
他们拥有很多的神学院，他们甚至就是有一间旅店就是用来使用来就是举办这些圣经营，还有其他的一些的这些会议。
They also had a Bible radio program that was broadcast throughout America.
他们甚至是在这个电台上有这样的一个广播就是在美国各地来播放。
But you go to America today and you tell them, "Oh, I'm from a Bible Presbyterian church." They say, "Huh? What?"
那今天如果你到美国去，你告诉人说我是从笃信圣经长老会来的他们就会感到惊讶，哈，是什么？
And so this pastor, Brother Eben Yoon, he was sharing with me that he was invited to one of the most famous BP churches in America.
那这位韩国的宣教士，他Eben Yoon, 他就跟我分享说他被邀请去一个很著名的笃信圣经长老会的这个会堂
，Collinswood Bible Presbyterian Church, and it was the church that Dr. Carl McIntyre, the founder of the BP Church in America, he pastored.
那就是去这个 Collinswood 这个教堂，那这个地方呢，其实就是美国的这个笃信圣经长老会的创办人麦景泰牧师，他在那里曾经牧会的。
They had a congregation once of 1,200. That's the size of the sanctuary that they built.
那他们曾经一度就大概1,200人的这个会众聚会，那他们的教堂就是建造这样的规模。
But he told me that when he went there to preach, 20 people.
他告诉我说，当他去那里去讲道的时候，他只看到20个人。
And most of them old folks.
他们多数都是年长者。
What has become of the BP movement in America?
到底这个笃信圣经长老会运动在美国变了什么个样子呢？
Sad to say, it is as like the church inside is a shell of a former glory.
那可悲的就是像沙提教会一样他们只有过去的那个荣耀。
It had been ravaged by many, many splits in its history.
他们现在只剩下虚壳，他们经过在历史中经过了许许多多的分裂。
And the group that still now identifies themselves as the BP, their doctrines are nowhere as strong or as fundamental as they used to be.
剩下遗留下来的这一群自称他们是属于笃信圣经长老会的这一群呢他们的教义已经不再是在那样的刚强，像就是他们的先辈那样。
It's hard to pinpoint exactly why all these things happened.
那很难，我们很难去指出说到底是什么样的个别的因素使到这样的事情发生。
But it is to us a warning, isn't it?
那这却是对我们来讲是一个警戒。
Our church in Calvary Pandan, it holds more than 1,000 people every Sunday morning as well.
我们在班丹教会堂，我们的教会，我们也有超过整千人的聚会。
Will there come a point of time where there are also just 20 people left?
会不会来到个地步，只剩下20个人呢？
That will be a sad, sad day, isn't it?
如果是这样的话，那真的是一个悲哀的日子。
But when we read the account of the church at Sardis, it is to us a warning. We must be warned.
那如果我们来读关于撒迪的教会的话，那这是对我们所发的警告警戒，那我们必须被提醒。
That we would never want that to happen to us as well.
我们要知道说，我们不愿意有这样的事情发生在我们当中。
And so the command here is to be watchful.
因此在这里所给的吩咐就是要警醒。
And so the word watchful here, it is a command to rouse yourself out of your sleep.
那这个警醒就是吩咐你说要从沉睡当中醒过来。
And it is basically to say, wake up.
就是叫你起来。
And stop your being in the state of slumber, stop being in the state of spiritual lethargy.
不要在那里沉睡的当中，不要在那里，就是在属灵方面继续的在那里沉睡。
That they can be awakened and strengthened by the word of God. The Holy Spirit is still able to work in your midst.
他们是可以被坚固起来的，他圣灵是仍然能够在当中来施行他的工作的。
And so that is a strong call that comes from the Lord.
那这样的一个很强烈的一个呼召，从神那里发出来。
And so he says, yes, you look like you're ready to die, but there is still hope if you can at this present time return to the Lord.
那他是说，看来你好像就快要死亡了，但是如果你愿意悔改的话，神会按他的时间让他重新复活过来。
What were they to do?
那他们应当做些什么呢？
To wake up and strengthen the things which remain.
那就是要醒过来，那要就是在所剩下的事情上来兼顾。
What few ministries they still had left? What few members they had in their midst?
那他们所剩余的这些少许的事工，或者说他们所剩余的这些少许的这些信徒。
They were to rise up out of this state of spiritual slumber.
他们必须就是从这样的一个属灵的这个沉睡的当中来醒过来。
To reinvigorate its strength.
那重新的来整座起来。
And have a desire to serve the Lord once again.
那要有这样的一个渴望，要重新的来服侍神。
Sort of a bit like Samson, if you remember.
那就有点像是参孙，你记得关于参孙这个人吗？
I mean, he was remembered for his strength, right? His amazing feats of physical strength.
那他是人所周知的，他是很有很大的这个体力。
But because of his sin, because he betrayed the Lord and he gave his identity as a Nazarite away.
那他告诉人关于他的这个拿撒勒人，关于这个拿西尔人的这个身份。
And he allowed, you know, Delilah to cut off his hair.
他让大利拉来剪掉他的发。
And because of that, God took away his strength.
那因着这样，神就取掉了他的这个能力。
And he was arrested, he was imprisoned by the Philistines.
那他就被腓力斯人所抓，那就被关在牢里。
But while he was there, He repented. He returned to the Lord.
当他在那监牢里面的时候，他就是悔改啊，他回到神的面前。
And he prayed for the Lord to restore his strength.
他就求神来，就是再次的给他能力。
So that he could once again bring revenge upon the people of the Philistines and fight for the Lord.
那好叫他能够再一次的能够来带领人来跟非利士人来征战。
In a sort of way, that is what the church at Sardis was to do.
那这就是撒迪这个教会本当做的事情。
They were called to remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent.
那就是他们是被提醒说要回想，是怎么样的领受，怎么样的听见，那要又要来遵守。
That's what it means to return to the Lord.
那这就是要悔改回到神的面前的意思了。
And these were similar, you may remember, commands that were given to the church at Ephesus, who were beginning to lose their first love.
那这也是跟基于这个以弗所教会的这个劝告，他们失去了，他们离弃了起初的爱。
And it seemed that, you know, Sardis was a lot further down that journey of departure from the Lord, but yet the same commands are given to them as well.
看来撒迪是离得更远，离神更远了。那当然所给的这个吩咐是一样的。
To remember what?
回想是什么呢?
What thou hast received and heard, the word of God that was once working so effectively in your midst.
你曾经领受，你曾经听过的神的道，那曾经在你当中，真的是大大的施行的。
To say that, well, go back to the word of God. Study the word of God once again and allow it to work in your hearts.
那就是回到神的话语当中，让神的话语继续在你的心中来动工。
Hold fast and hold firm to this powerful word.
那就是要来坚守，要真的是持守着这个大有能力的神的话语。
Allow the word to speak to your hearts, and that is how we repent.
让神的话语来向你内心来说话。 这就是我们应当怎么样的来悔改。
That is how we can be watchful or roused from our spiritual slumber.
那这也就是我们能够怎么样的来警醒，怎么样的来从我们属灵的沉睡当中来苏醒过来。
To desire once again to be strengthened by the Lord through His Word.
那就是再一次的有这样的一个渴望，就是让神的话语来刚强我们。
And so there was hope yet for the church at Sardis, but they had to return to the Lord first.
然后那是撒迪教会的一个盼望，就是撒迪教会任何盼望，仍有盼望，但是他们必须首先回到神的话语。
And he warns them, if therefore thou shalt not watch, if you, after all these warnings, still refuse to awaken from your slumber, well then you will be judged.
那在这里他们也被警告说，如果经过这一类的劝告之后呢， 他们仍然不警醒的话呢，他们将要面对刑罚。
He says, I will come unto thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee.
那他就说，他说，我必临到你那里如同贼一样，那我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。
You'll be caught sleeping, you'll be caught unaware.
那就是你会在睡梦中，就是不觉察。
And as the thief in the night, the Lord will come and pluck out their candlestick, and they will no longer be a witness for the Lord.
那神主就会像贼来到一样，在他们不觉察的时候，就把他们的灯台给挪去，他们就不能够再成为主的见证。
Many of the churches in the Western world, in England, in Australia, and America,
有许多就是西方的这些教会，无论是在英国、在美国、在澳洲
，and all throughout Europe, many of these churches are nothing more than tourist attractions today.
那甚至是整个欧洲各地，那很多这些教会、这些教堂都成为了就是旅游胜地。
They have long and rich histories of many pastors, congregations that went through their midst.
那他们有很悠久的历史，让很多这些著名的牧师在他们当中，曾经在他们当中。
But today, it's just a nice building that people come to take pictures and that's it.
那今天只留下的就是这样的一个空洞的就是 美妙的的建筑物人家就到当中去观光去拍照。
Did churches because there was a generation that was not watchful, did not strengthen themselves and allow themselves to die.
那这些的教会就是因为有曾经有一代的信徒是没有警醒，那他们没有警戒，而因此就使到教会死亡了。
But then the Lord calls on them from verse 4 to verse 6 to be worthy.
那在第四到第六节，那神就呼吁他们要他们真的是配得他们就是配得这样的一个他们的身份。
Who is it that is worthy to walk with the Lord?
那他谁是配得过呢？来跟神跟主同行呢？
There are a few names, he says, even in Sardis, which have not defied their garments.And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
那在这里就说，然而在撒迪，你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的？那他们要穿上白衣与我同行。
How does this worthiness come? Where did they get the garments from?
那他们这样的一个配得的身份是从哪里来的呢？他们是从哪里得到这洁白的衣服呢？
This garment that he speaks of here is a garment of salvation.
那这个白衣是指这里所说的白衣是指着他们的救恩。
People who were saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and they were walking with Christ in their white garments.
那些就是被耶稣基督所拯救的他们就是被洗洗耶稣基督的宝血洗净了，他们就是跟着主来就是穿着白衣来跟着主同行。
So what they had were a few faithful remnant in their midst.
那也就是说他们只剩下的就是一少许的几位就是忠心的信徒。
And so the Lord's message to them was, well, I know who you are, I know your works.
那主对于他们所发出的这样的一个的信息是说，我知道你们是谁？我知道你们所做的。
I know that in the midst of the sin and apostasy that surrounds you, you continue to remain faithful to me.
那我知道说，虽然在你当中，这个盛行的这些背道的事情这些错误的事情，但是你仍然是忠心于我。
And the Lord says, "Well, they will walk with me in eternity one day, for they are worthy."
那主就说。他们在有一天将就是在永恒里面与我同行，因为他们是配得这个的。
But the implied message here is that everyone who wants the church to be alive again also must be worthy.
那这里所要提出来的一个重要的信息就是每一个就是愿意使到神使到教会重新有生命的那人，他们必须是配得的。
But how you ask? How can we become worthy as well?
那你可能会问说，我们要怎么样才能够有这样的一个就是能够配得呢？
It's not through our own efforts.
那不是靠我们自己的力量。
It's only through the blood of Christ.
唯有靠耶稣的宝血。
Because that alone is able to wash us from our sins.Make us pure and holy before God.
因为唯有那能够那唯有神基督的宝血能够洗清我们，好叫我们在神的眼里看为是圣洁。
So probably a lot of the people in the church at the point of time they were not yet saved.
很可能当时候在那个教会当中有许多人是还没有得救的。
There was only a few names left. Those that they were the only believers in the church.
那只有几位在当中，那他们是就是尚存的那几个信徒。
And so the Lord calls on the rest of them, be worthy, receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and then I will recognize you as well.
那因此神是向其他的人来呼召说你要真的是成为配得的，那我就能够
recognize you.
我就能够承认你就是承认你。
And so he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, the same promise given.
那如果那能够胜得过的他们就会得到那个白衣。
These are the people who will be saved, these will be the people who will be able to walk with God in eternity.
那这些都是能够得到这些都是能够得到救赎，这些这些人呢都是能够跟主在永恒里面来同行的。
And so he says, I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
那他也说，我必不从生命册上涂抹他们的名，也且要在我父面前和我父的众使者面前承认认他的名。
Now this is not to say that, you know, a person can ever lose his salvation or that a name can ever be taken out of the book of life.
那这不是意味着说一个人可能会失去他的救恩，或者说一个人可以他们的名字可以从生命册上被删除掉。
But it is simply given here in the negative as a promise.
那这其实是从负面的这方面的方式来给予一个应许。
But that a person who is saved will always be saved, and his name will always remain in my book of life.
那也就是说，一个人他如果得救的话，他是永远得救，他的名字是永远的，就是会存留在这生命册上。
His name will be known by God the Father and His holy angels.
那他的名字将会就是被父神还有他的众使者所承认的。
Because life, the spiritual life, the everlasting life that is promised to us will never be taken away from us.
因为所应许给我们的生命，我们属灵的生命是永远不会从我们这里取掉的。
And really, there are only these two options, isn't it? Life or death.
其实就是只有这两者之一就是只有这两者，要不是活就是死。
Life, garments of white, worthy before God.
那生命活就是存活，那么就是白色的衣服配得跟主同行。
These are those who will be there with God the Father and His angels for eternity.
那这一些人呢，他们将会跟天父还有他的众使者同在直到永远。
And then one who is dead, lost in trespasses and sins, worthless, useless to God.
那另外一方面的这些呢是死的他们是死在自己的罪恶过犯当中，那他们是对神来讲是毫无用处的。
And what awaits is eternal judgment.
他们所等候的就是那永恒的刑罚。
Really, the greatest promise to one who is dead is that there can be life, the promise of life given, if only you will believe and repent.
那对于那些在死亡当中的所给予的这样的一个伟大的应许，就是说只要你愿意悔改，那你就能够得到这生命。
And so amidst this stern warning, God gives them the promise of hope.
那因此在这样的一个严厉的警告当中，神也给予他们这样的一个盼望。
That although the church itself was dying, yet for the individuals within it, they still can be saved.
虽然这个教会是濒临灭亡，那但是他的当中的这些的个人呢，是仍然是还有望得救的。
And when these individuals are saved, and when they begin to serve the Lord, that is how the church can be revived as well.
当这些的个人如果能够得到救赎的话，他们能够继续的来在教会中来继续的来服侍的话，那这个教会才能够重新有生命。
And for all of us, we must ensure that we will do our part to ensure that our church does not go by the way of Sardis.
那我们你我我们每一个人，我们都必须尽上我们的本分，好叫我们教会不会步向这个撒迪教会的后尘。
But that we will be a healthy, a lively, a vibrant church.
好像我们是能够成为一个健康、富有活力的一个教会。
That will receive nothing but commendation from the Lord.
能够只是得到神给我们的赞赏。
Let's send the Lord in prayer.
我们来向主祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典在蛮有慈爱的圣天父。
Again, we thank thee for thy word and the warning that comes so sternly to us.
我们再一次的为着你的话语，你的这样的严厉的警戒，向我们发出的。
Lord, we pray for our church and we pray for all the members of our church.
我们感谢你，也我们要为着我们的教会，为着我们每一个的会友来祷告。
That thou help us to be watchful, to be strengthened.
求主帮助我们，让我们都能够警醒，让我们都能够坚固。
That we will serve the Lord.With fervor, with zeal, all the days of our lives.
那好像我们能够就是继续的来服侍主的，就是火热的来终身的来服侍主。
That we will be the faithful witness for thee until the Lord Jesus Christ returns.
好像我们能够成为你的忠心的见证，直到主耶稣基督再来。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉靠耶稣的圣名，我们祷告。
Amen. Amen.